Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your empower mentor and coach and host, Marvin Rohn, and today we will look at the tools of empowerment, examine some I am statements, and look at acknowledging the thing that you know you need to work on and change. Then we'll touch on commitment. So we're working on the commitment phase of the empowerment process, and if you just stick with me for a few minutes and just begin the process of working on yourself today and every day, your life will become better, just one day at a time. And so, as always, we start with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will, with support and assistance, acknowledge that I am getting better as I welcome growth each day and every day, just one day at a time. If you can make a pledge to yourself, you can begin the process of working on those things that you know you need to work on and change. And you'll have it. So today, direct your time, your attention, and your thoughts toward the things you know you need to work on and change. And when was the last time you told yourself, I love you? And can you take a moment today, take a moment out of your day, take a moment right now to just say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love myself. And if you could feel that for a moment, just take time out to sit quietly and begin to reflect on loving yourself. Make that a part of your day. Begin to make a commitment to having love for yourself and acknowledging that you love yourself today and every day. And as always, we begin our process of empowerment with gratitude, forgiveness, and humility. Pretty order you want to go in, but for me, I like to start my day with gratitude. You can begin with the thoughts and feelings of gratitude, and respect and appreciation, and humbling yourself, because it's important to just start your day with these feelings. Because if you can feel gratitude, if you can feel thankful for something, if you can be appreciative for something, for your life, for your health, for your strength, for a sound mind, for waking with your sight, with your hearing, your heart and your lungs are working fine for you, and that you have mental and emotional health. Can you start your day with positive thoughts? Challenging yourself to practice forgiveness. There is something, someone that you need to forgive. There's something or someone that you need to let go. Can you do that today? Can you fully, in your heart, in your mind, move forward today, forgiving yourself for any and all hurtful thoughts, words, actions, activities, and behaviors? And are you willing to let some things from your past go? Are you willing to let some things from your past go? Can you allow that something to just rest? Can you allow something or someone from your past to just be? Can you just let it be? Can you let it be? Can you let it go? And can you work on today, starting anew, starting a fresh way of thinking and feeling that allows you to let go of the shackles of the past and become motivated and fully empowered to be the best person that you can be today, right now? It's an awesome thought when you think about it. I'm letting go of my past. I'm letting go of the hurt. I'm letting go of a past relationship, mistrust, distrust, hurt, pain, suffering, and sorrow to move forward. And I'm making a commitment today to do that. So what is commitment? Commitment is a promise. And I just want you to make a promise to yourself, because if you can get good at making promises to yourself and keeping them, then you'll be good at making promises and commitments to others and keeping those as well. It's a process of looking at yourself and working on honoring your commitments. The first commitment you have to make is that promise to yourself. Commitment is a promise to do. Can you do something today that you promise yourself to do and you honor it? Commitment is a promise to finish. Can you finish reaching your goals, working on yourself? Commitment is a promise to see through to completion. You have to be able to be diligent and utilize self-discipline to reach your goals, because commitment is not only the words. And you know how we talk. We'll say we're going to do something and we'll get started on it, but we won't see it to completion. But what you need is not only words, but you need energy, you need mental toughness, you need thought. And so you need the commitment today to make the mental thought, action, and activity the way that you begin to create that vehicle for change. It's the action behind the words. Can you use this commitment, this mental, emotional feeling? You have to create the energy to change. And that commitment will transform your life. To do that, you will have a consistent mental thought, feeling, and emotion that goes behind your words. It's changed everything within your life. And that is the practice of working on yourself and becoming commitment driven every day. Your commitment begins with your inner determination, because there's an outside world and then there's an inside world. And I just want you to think about transforming your life by making a commitment to your inner world, your inner intentions, your inner will, your inner drive, your inner determination, and your inner self. And if you can become consistent every day, regular and routine at being committed, being consistent and working on yourself, this process will make you who you are. It will change you and it will grow you. And you will become the best person that you can be, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So all you have to do is continue to make it a daily practice of being committed, becoming determined, utilizing that feeling of action, developing complete control over yourself, complete self-control and self-discipline to do the things that you know you need to do. Beginning every day to challenge yourself by staring yourself in the eye and saying no to yourself when you know you need to. And becoming unyielding and relentless, and challenging yourself to change. Utilizing the courage and the strength to become better every day, just one day at a time. So make a commitment to the consistent effort to working on yourself, the process of working on you, telling yourself I love you. Become appreciative for who and what you are today, right now. Challenge yourself to become the best person that you can be by your daily commitment to working on yourself. And I know that's a lot. But if you will get past the words and get into action, get into activity, get into your inner will and your inner drive and your inner strength and your inner determination, your life will change. Trust me. I know it for a fact. It's been a blessing to experience some of the toughest times any human being could imagine and still make it through. So today, we'll transition now into the I am statements. And the first I am statement today is, I am working on myself. That's the I am today. I am working on myself. And you can create your own list of I am statements, but practice becoming. I am humble. I am peaceful. I am kind. And those are the things that you need to practice every day to become the best person that you can be. Continue to use the strategies and the practices every day to become the best person that you can be. And it is a point to where you have to get to, where you have to convince yourself within your mind that you are these things. I am disciplined. I am focused. I am healthy. I am positive. I am great. Those are really unique and special things that you can share with yourself every day and know it and feel it and become it. I am forgiving. I am loving. I am trusting. Can you begin to trust yourself? Because if you can trust yourself, then you will be able to trust others. I am beautiful. Finally today, I am a gift, and you have to know that you are a gift. You are a beautiful creation, and you have to know that, and you have to practice it every day. So begin to practice every day becoming. And now for the empowerment message. Empowerment begins with establishing a goal. You have to create a goal, and to begin this process, you have to determine that there's something in your life that you know you really need to work on and change. There's something in your life that you know you need to work on, completely change, completely eliminate, or do something that you know you have to transform your life. And this knowing will come directly from within you, because I feel and know and believe that everybody knows. Everyone knows what they need to work on. Everyone knows what they need to change, and you know what you need to work on and change. So your change begins with the acknowledgement of your own personal needs and a true acknowledgement of yourself, because you know what you need. You know where you need to go and what you need to do, but you have to simply try to move forward, because no one knows better than you what you need. And this acknowledgement comes from being completely honest with yourself. So can you be honest with yourself today? Can you sit for a moment and ask yourself, what do I need to work on and change? What do I need to do to become better? And if you can challenge yourself today and every day to become better, work on yourself, become honest, and acknowledge that there's something you need to change. And this acknowledgement is your initial effort to focus on the things that you know within your heart you need to change, you need to work on. And this is how you grow. And this can be done, again, by sitting alone and developing quiet time and quiet space and examining your life, your thoughts, your actions, and your activities. This process of change and self-development begins with a single, powerful, life-changing acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge some things. And this acknowledgement and the knowledge concerning your true needs become your defining moment. So today, make today, right now, in this moment, or a few moments from now, your defining moment. Can you work on yourself and change the things that you know you need to work on and change for the better? Challenging yourself to grow. Acknowledging some things that you know you need to work on and change. The first and most important acknowledgement is to determine that there is something that you need to work on and change. Acknowledge that. Get to it. The second and equally most important acknowledgement is being completely sure that you want to work on and put forth the effort to change and grow yourself. And this empowerment begins, ends with the acknowledgement that you know you need to do something. And the final acknowledgement for today is the acknowledgement that you will put forth the simple effort, and that you will acknowledge or know when you put forth that effort, and you will acknowledge and know when you do not. And then when you don't put forth the effort to correct and change yourself. So within the empowerment concept, this means that you have to simply try to change, simply try to acknowledge, simply try to grow, simply try to become the best person that you can be today and every day. Make an acknowledgement that you want to change and that you want to grow and that you want to simply become the best person that you can be. Simply try today. This has been the Empowerment 365 message with Marvin Rohn, your empowerment mentor and coach. Join me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Make a commitment. Make an acknowledgement of working on yourself today and every day. Have a great day. Love on yourself. Tell yourself I love you. Practice loving yourself. Practice loving yourself. Practice loving yourself and become. Peace.